For most of her life in the United States, undocumented immigrant Iriri Unzueta Carrasco has lived in the shadows.
There's a lot of things that become obstacles when you're undocumented and you're trying to grow up. And so for me, it was very, very frustrating.
Unzueta Carrasco is no longer afraid to speak publicly about her status. She has also found new confidence to express her anger at U.S. immigration policy.
Are you people under attack?
Part of a movement called No Papers, No Fear, Unzueta Carrasco and others held an act of civil disobedience that stopped rush hour traffic in Knoxville, Tennessee last week on their way to the Democratic National Convention. But on this day, the target of their protest, which led to several arrests, were Tennessee law enforcement officials who are considering implementing a program known as 287G.
287G gives police officers the power to ask for your documentations once you're pulled over, so we don't want that to be enforced.
Undocumented immigrant Natalie Cruz knows the consequences of programs like 287G. She is from Arizona, where a similar effort is already in place.
I have family members who have been deported throughout the 2 years that SB 1070 has happened in Arizona.
In June, the Supreme Court struck down parts of the Arizona law, SB 1070, but upheld a more controversial requirement that officers with reasonable suspicion check the immigration status of people they detain. University of Tennessee law professor Carla McAnders says the outcry in Arizona, Tennessee, and other states considering similar legislation has put the immigration debate at the center of U.S. politics.
This also shows that there are a lot of unsolved issues in immigration law that Congress needs to deal with.
President Obama recently announced the Department of Homeland Security would stop deportation proceedings against a limited group of younger undocumented immigrants. It would directly benefit Unzueta Carrasco, who says it does not go far enough.
President Obama is someone who really does believe, right, that immigrant communities should be able to stay together, but he hasn't been able to show that to me in actions.
No Papers, No Fear ends a 2-month protest journey across the United States at the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Here, protesters want to send a message to Democrats that immigration reform needs to be a priority. Florida Congresswoman and Democratic Chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz agrees.
This is a president who is committed to comprehensive immigration reform. Unfortunately, we have, you know, not only no cooperation from the Republicans, but they have a candidate for president who actually believes that we should just have the 12 million undocumented immigrants in this country self-deport.
Previous efforts to reform U.S. immigration laws, most recently in 2010, have repeatedly failed in Congress. Kane Faerbaugh, VOA News, Charlotte, North Carolina.